Senate Bill 162, permit farm wineries to hold an off-sale package wine license. Senator Dietrich.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, once again, Larry Dietrich, Senator. Appreciate the opportunity to come to the Commerce Committee twice in the same day, and we'll hopefully give you an opportunity to pass another bill through as easily as the last one went through. And I feel a little bit, I'm coming out of Ag Committee, and over here I feel like I'm a little bit back into Ag Committee by the fact that we're dealing with value-added agriculture in this bill. 4 years ago, the legislature had the foresight to pass a bill allowing farm wineries in the state and allowing those, basically creating a farm winery status. It allowed the farm wineries to sell the product off sale by bottle to customers at the winery and sell wholesale directly to retailers of alcoholic beverages. And that was to start off an operation in Vermilion where we had some interest from Mr. Nygaard. And as we've went through this over the past few years, we have continued to change our statute to allow those businesses and potential businesses to flourish. And last year, as you recall, we gave those the ability to sell on sale by glass wine at their own facility. And at that point, Mr. Nygaard, I know, had a large banquet room that he wanted to be able to entertain for wedding parties and so on. Today, I bring you a bill that would extend those provisions even further. I affectionately label this as a shady wine bill. Not that the deal is shady at all, but many of you will remember Jim Shady, who worked with the Department of Revenue, and I've always found a very good person to work with when I dealt with him in Tax Committee when I first came out here. But he is one of three registered wineries that we have. I understand there's two more registered people that are interested in registering their wineries. So we're seeing a business that started out with one in 96 that is now looks like will grow to five. And Mr. Shady will explain perhaps part of his operation, but he would have liked to have the opportunity to put in his facility an opportunity to sell wines, not only his own wine, but other wines that are produced in the state, as well as wants to focus in on Midwestern wines. And what this bill simply does is give him the opportunity to sell wines, not only his wines by bottle, but other wines in his facility. And with that, I would turn this over to Mr. Shady and let him explain what he hopes to do and what he sees in the bill. I think he's talked to a lot of the players that traditionally have interest in this, possibly even some from the other side, and I think we've resolved the issues that the liquor establishments have had, and I think it's in good shape. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator. Appreciate it. Questions of Larry? If not, thank you. Further proponents?
I'm Jim Shady. My wife and I, Nancy, operate the third largest winery in South Dakota. That's right. There's only three. We are in the process of building a winery. We have grapes planted. We've basically had a hobby of making wine for about 15 years, and it's completely gotten out of hand. And so now we are in the process of planting grapes and in the process of designing a winery, which we wanted to include more than just the facility to produce wine, but also to sell wine and to sell other people's wine. Right now, the statute does allow us to sell our own on-site and sell directly to retailers in-state. I'm sure you've heard about the three-tier system. The farm wineries are allowed to sell directly to the retailer. If we are to sell, if this bill would pass, and we are to sell wines from other states, we would be bound by the law to purchase those wines through the distributor system that is in South Dakota right now. So that was what has been one of the concerns of this issue from past years, but we have no problem with that. But we are We are on Highway 14, just 1 mile west of Volga, and we feel we have a site that will be appropriate for a wine shop, and we want to specialize tourism, specialize in wines that are produced in the Midwest. About 12 wineries in Minnesota, a couple in Nebraska, three in South Dakota, even some proposals in North Dakota. So there's going to be a kind of fledgling industry. The Minnesota Grape Growers Association is very active in Minnesota, and which most of us are members of. There are, like Senator said, there is Al Nygaard has been was the beginning of farm wineries in South Dakota. Prairie Berry, the number two winery, was licensed within the last 3 years, and they operate, their vineyards are in Mobridge, and they're moving their winemaking facility to Rapid City. We're number three, and we are planning to build ours right outside of Volga. What we've, in the bill, we have attached the fee. If you look at the bill on page one, there are, or excuse me, page three of the bill, we've added parent 19, which is not, does not exist in the code now. It is a off-sale package wine dealer. This would not allow me to sell liquor or any other thing except wine, sacramental wine, and non-fortified wines. This would carry the same requirements as parent 16 and 17. In fact, you'll see them in the bill a little bit later on. That's the malt beverage, beer, which is on and off sale. So the same requirements would fall into there. And if you see farther on in the bill, on page 4, we group 19 with 16 and 17, which is the exceptions to the municipality rule. I do not exist inside a municipality. I am outside of a municipality. And there is no statute that allows me to do this at this time, to have a wine off-sale license outside the state. We have no interest in being a liquor store, just a wine store. Section 3 also adds 19 to that bill. That is the quota system. There's a quota system based on how many licenses there can be based on population. Packaged beer and on-sale beer is not underneath that quota. And this would not be underneath that quota, too. The important thing about this is that you would have to be, for someone to fall underneath the statute, they would have to operate a farm winery first to be eligible to apply for the off-sale license. The fee for it would be $150 a year, which is the same as packaged beer, which is split between the county and the state where the winery is, because this is an out-of-county or out-of-city license. And then the last section basically provides that the farm winery license can hold an off-sale license. Any questions?
Thanks, Jim. Are there questions of Jim? Senator Bliss?
Right now?
Right.
You have the farm winery.
Right. No, the farm winery license that you set up is in 96 is a $100 fee, and then each label has to be registered annually. The $100 fee is annual, and then each label is $25 with the additional label, $10. Sales tax license, all sales taxable, and then there's a gallonage fee of 93 cents a gallon. That's all state, that's state fees and licenses and tax. There's also the BATF license, which we're in the process of applying for, which is a $500 annual fee, and I think it's around 70 cents a gallon tax.
Thank you, Mr.
Chairman. Okay, thank you. Okay, further questions, Jim? No, thank you very much.
I have testimony from Al Nygaard from Valiant Vineyards down at Vermilion. He was unable to be here today. So I'll pass out his written testimony. He emailed it to me yesterday. And Sandy from Prairie Berry was hoping to be here today, but of weather conditions, she was not able to make it. So.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Jim. We appreciate it. Further proponents of Senate Bill 162. Further proponents. Are there opponents of Senate Bill 162? Are there any opponents? If not, we'll close with the committee discussion or committee action on Senate Bill 162. Senator Bogue.
I do have an amendment. Actually, Jackie drafted the amendment. I had had it pointed out to me, and thankfully, because I had forgotten, Jackie remembered. But there is not a mistake that the drafters of this bill have done. It's been on the books since the 70s, but the way the law is currently written, you can't sell except between 12 noon and 7 a.m. in the morning and noon of the same day. So we need to clarify that, and actually a pretty small change is just to, just, as you see, strike out the words p.m. and insert midnight.
You're moving that amendment?
Yes, I would.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Valesky. That's a good catch on that. Does everybody understand what the amendment really does?
We may need to tweak it on the floor because Jackie and I were just talking. Technically, I can't remember if midnight's considered part of the same day or if it's considered part of the following day or if we have to get the 1 second beyond. And then, so we'll work on it. I think it's probably okay the way it is, but it's the of the following day language may need to be changed as well. But
that's a good.
But I think we're heading in the right direction.
I do that. That's a good catch on that. So we have the amendment moved and seconded. Further comments? If not, all in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Senate Bill 162 has been amended. Is there further comments or action on Senate Bill 162 as amended? Senator Valesky. Senator Valesky moved to do pass on 162, seconded by Senator Ugard. Comments on that motion? Being none, all in favor of Senate Bill 162 going to floor amended, will vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Secretary, call the roll.
Foles?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Heidi?
Aye.
Ugard?
Aye.
Lund?
Aye. Senate Bill 162 will go to the floor with a due pass.